Blog Talk Radio.
Hulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ahayenasaya, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
How many of you know about the land? Red, Mount Zion, and the star line. That's the Nigeria, Zambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe. How many of you know about the land? Red, Mount Zion, and the star line. That's the Nigeria, Zambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe. South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo. Hey!
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not rasta from creation.
Rastafari, Rastafari,
It's full of stars.
Full of stars.
Full of stars.
Yeah, Rastafari. Well, let me look and tell them, sir, rude boy, let me look and tell them. Well, I didn't say a kingdom divided by itself must fall. All for one and one for all, and I shall be like a green tree that's planted by the riverbank of Duns River Fall. I'ma tell them, rude boy, African people, come follow me. Hear this? Well, every nigga is African and that's our star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and that's our star. And a brag we a brag and a blur we a blur. Teeth white like a sword, skin black like a tar. And then it's an empty we are the two and we a star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we. Because of deep down in Africa we poor parents from. When we never did have no need in the sisters nor come. When animals were tame and we shared this bed home. We used to walk up on silver and cook up on gold. Drink the cow's milk and then we suck the honeycomb. But that was in the days of beginning and old. When exploiters they came with religion unknown. They rob us our culture and our kingdom dethroned. And I carry us in a Babylon soon with strong bone. But no matter what them do, that's a guiding not home. We have got to taste them crazy ball, head out of we town. And I we plant the corn and build the cabin alone. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a brag me a brag and a blur me a blur. Teeth white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anyway you see them at the show, them a star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the city coming up a jada. It is not very far. Him now go drop out the sky like a falling star. Nor appear like a soldier from a 1JR. Him now go come in on a jet nor in a big fast car. Him now go come like a thief in a the night from afar. With a fire knife I like a burning cigar. Ear white like a snow, feet like a brass bar. Now come out with the matic and I know SLR. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. Oh, and Jaja come a brimstone fire war. And him not contributing to the skin color bar. Neither take a side with no guy we preach war. Cause every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a rock me a brother and a blur me a blur. He do white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anywhere them see we are the show, we a star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we fall. Because this is not the man or Mr. Thunder. Neither Superman or the one Skeletor. This is not Jaws and make believe Jungle Star. The African the children with the African star. Hey, said Madalana, this a pretty and far. Millions of children were stolen from her. Bought into slavery and sold like a car. Because the sugar cane, cotton and quail cigar. Under the moon and the sun and the star. Hear me now, super, you feel hear me now, star. And a brag me a brag and a blur, me a blur. Them never make no weapons, we go fight no war. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a brag we a brag and a blur, we a blur. He's white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anyway, them say we are the two, we a star.
I don't have to take this crap. I am an angel and I was sent here to help you, nigga.
Nigga, that's the way a Jewish angel talks.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
Full of stars.
And we're leaving out of Babylon, straight to Mount Zion and the Starliner. We stop to Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey! Final destination, Ethiopia.
Woo, woo, woo. Yes, 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 yes. Much applauding do it according. Pay the respect to the honorable Marcus Garvey, yeah. Much applauding do it according. Pay the respect to the honorable Marcus Garvey, yeah. Amen. Repatriation. Judgment, yes, sir. Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black
have noticed. Sizzler promote it. Anything for black people, I come support it. Black airline, yeah, black people are wrote it. 30,000 feet above sea level, them are floated. But them feel like me, I some pretty black hair roses. Follow the airlines, them are not first class, them are spout it. None can deny that. Well, don't think, don't try that. We no fear nobody, think we'll see how we pilot. Buckle up your seat, there's you flying to Mount Zion. Full of pretty people every day, them just apply on Starline, I rule the sea. I need to the sky and destination, the land of the conquering lion.
Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner, ship of the Asia Prime. Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner
Ship. It's the Asia Prime, Mr. Prime Minister, you can support the Starliner Ship. Take me out of Babylon, make so many trips. No slave master, y'all, if we know if them are somebody who are black people, dump and kick them. No thought of slavery, it gets abolished. Look on black man's shoes, how it's clean and polished. Babylon system get demolished. Babylon vanity start to vanish. Increase me education, I mean increase me agriculture, I mean increase repatriation. Get out the land of the vulture.
Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner, ship of the Asia Prime. Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner,
ship of the Asia Prime. In a plane, in a ship, me a sea, Black Star Line, to Africa we a prevail. Marcus, yeah, people up down the rail. Same time, Emperor Selassie, I, we are ill. Black people say it, I believe these things. Ship and planes, we need these things. School and factories for the queens and kings. House and land for the nation bling. Yeah, in a Mount Zion, a demi touch down. In a Addis Ababa, and the holy ground. People surround me, and I say, look there, King David.
Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline,
Black Starliner, ship of the Asia Prime.
Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline,
Black Starliner ship is at the Asia. We have one thing, we know how to go around Babylon. We have one thing.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of...
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remember the piety of the patriarchs and who in love bring the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of His name. O King, You are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are You, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill Your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like You, Mighty One? And who can be compared to You, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are You, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore You as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto You as it is written by Your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in Your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and Your name is holy, and holy beings praise You daily for all eternity. Blessed are You, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from You wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are You, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to Your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to Your service, and bring us back to You in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are You, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For You are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are You, Lord, gracious One, who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of Your name. For You, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are You, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For You are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For You, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are You, Lord, who heals the sick of His people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of His produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from Your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For You are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are You, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are You, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of His people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are You, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of Your people be speedily extirpated, and may You swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are You, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May Your mercies be aroused, Lord, our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of Your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in Your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in You. Blessed are You, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, Your city, and dwell therein as You have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, Your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are You, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, Your servant, to flourish and increase his power by Your salvation, for we hope for Your salvation all days. Blessed are You, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor, for You are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from You, our King, for You hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are You, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Children of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari is one. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You can of the new name covenant. Here I, O Israel, the Rastafari is one. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped, are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new name covenant, here I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Children of the new name covenant, here I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfaxadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burns. They have no water.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time according to the royal order.
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there, they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone, 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 against the stone.
מזמור קל"ז. על נהרות בבל שם ישבנו גם בכינו, וזוכרנו את ציון. על ערבים בתוכה תלינו כנורותינו, כי שם שאלונו שובנו, דברי שיר ותוללנו שמחה, שירו לנו משיר ציון. איך נשיר את שיר אדוני על אדמת נכר? אם אשכחך ירושלים, תשכח ימיני, תדבק לשוני לחיקי, אם לא אזכרכי, אם לא אעלה את ירושלים על ראש שמחתי. זכור אדוני לבני אדום את יום ירושלים, האומרים ערו ערו עד היסוד בת. בת בבל השדודה, אשרי שישלם לך את גמולך שגמלת לנו. אשרי שיוחז וניפץ את עולליך אל הסלה, 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 הסלה.
שלום, חברים. Shalom, Chaverim, Shabbat Shalom, send the Salam. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, right here, we have Psalm 137. So here, dubwise, we have Sister Arika with Rivers of Babylon. Yes, sir, dubwise.
Her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying,
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there, they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone, 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 against the stone. The stone, 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 the stone.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedzain. Al Naharot Babel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. בזוכרנו את ציון, על ערבים בתוכה תלינו כנורותינו, כי שם שאלונו שובנו, דברי שיר ותוללנו שמחה, שירו לנו משיר ציון. איך נשיר את שיר אדוני על אדמת נכר, אם אשכחך ירושלים, תשכח ימיני. תדבק לשוני לחיקי, אם לא אזכרכי, אם לא אעלה את ירושלים על ראש שמחתי. זכור אדוני לבני אדום את יום ירושלים, האומרים ערו ערו עד היסוד בת. בת בבל השדודה, אשרי שישלם לך את גמולך שגמלת לנו. אשרי שיוחז וניפץ את עולליך אל הסלע.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this place.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedzain. Al Naharot Babel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, Bezochrenu Et Zion. על ערבים בתוכה תלינו כנורותינו, כי שם שאלונו שובנו, דברי שיר ותוללנו שמחה, שירו לנו משיר ציון. איך נשיר את שיר אדוני על אדמת נחר? אם אשכחך ירושלים, תשכח ימיני, תדבק לשוני לחיקי, אם לא אזכרכי, אם לא אעלה את ירושלים על ראש שמחתי. זכור אדוני לבני אדום את יום ירושלים, האומרים ערו ערו עד היסוד בה. בת בבל השדודה, אשרי שישלם לך את גמולך שגמלת לנו, אשרי שיוחז וניפץ את עולליך אל הסלע.
מזמור קוף למד זין, מזמור קוף למד זין, מזמור קוף למד זין. By the rivers of Babylon, על נהרות בבבל, שמה ישבינו, דמה בקינו, בזכרנו את הציון. By the rivers of Babylon, על נהרות בבל, there we sat down, שמה ישבינו, yea, there we wept, שם גם בקינו. Now there's just mixing it up like in a song. The verse reads, על נהרות בבל, שמה ישבינו, גם בקינו, בזכרנו, את ציון, את ציון, את ציון. So that part there is not a so-called perfect rhyme, but it can be perfectly rhymed. Al Naherota Bavel, Shama Yashavinu, Gamma Bakinu, Bezakarenu Etazion, Etazion, Etazion. There we remember Zion, in that sense. Al Naherota Bavel, Shama Yashavinu, Gamma Bakinu, Bezakarenu, Bezakarenu Etazion, in that sense, or just a straight through, but then just to keep it, because the rhyme comes back in, the rhyme is the ooh. The ooh part is the rhyme. So Anahirot Bavella, Shama Yashavinu, Gama Bakinu, Abizakrenu Etelsion, Ale Ravima Betokaha, Talinu Akirotenu, Kishama Shelunu, Shovenu, Divrishir, Wetolalenu, Simha Shirulanu, Mishira Sion, Ekanashireta Shiryaw, Ale Damata Nekara. Then the rhyme changes up right there, or at least the rhyme that one can bring in. But the rhyme is there, but depends on at what pace you're bringing forward the verse, and also with the parts of the words that go together to bring out the point, like by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, there we wept, when we, or I and I, remember Zion. See, there's an easier rhyme there than English, but then the Hebrew part, Al Naherot Bavel, Shama Yashavinu, Gamma Bakinu, Bezakarenu, Etazion, Al Ravima Betokaha, Talinu, Akirotenu, Ki Shama Shelunu, Shovenu, Divrishira, Divrishir, Wetolalenu, Simha, Shirulanu, Amishir, Sion, Ekanashireta, Shiryawa, Aledamata Nekara. Then we get to the next part of the Mizmor. Next part of Mizmor, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let make my right hand forget her cunning. Im Esha Kahek, Im Esha Kaheka, Yerushalayim, Tishkacha Yemini, Im Esha Kahek, Yerushalayim. If I forget thee, im eshkachek, 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 im eshkachek Yerushalayim, tishkacha yemini, tishkacha yemini, im eshkachek Yerushalayim, tishkacha yemini, tidabak al shoni, lechiki, lech, lechiki, 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 lechiki. So there he says, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Tidak, tidabak, tidabak alishoni, tidabak alishoni lekachia, im lo ezekareiki, im lo ezikreki im lo aile im lo aile eta Yerushalayim al rosha simachati al rosha simchatia al rosha simchatia. That's the part. If I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy, if I set not im lo aile Jerusalem al rosha simchati. So that's the second part of the psalm right there. But going back to the beginning part, Al Nahirot Bavel, Al Nahirot Bavel, Al Nahirot Bavel, Shama Yashavinu Gam Bakinu Bizakreinu Etel Tzion, Al Ravima Bitokaha, Talinu Akiroteinu, Kishama Shelunu Ashoreinu, Divri Shira Wetolaleinu Simcha Shirulanu, Shir Mishira Tzion, Ekana Shireta Shiryawa, Al Damata Nekara, Ima Eshakaheka Yerushalayim, Tishkaha Yemini, Tibdak Alishoni Lechia, Etlo, im lo, as a kareki, im lo, as a kareki, im lo, as a kareki, if I remember not thee, im lo, as a kareki, im lo, as a kareki, im lo, I let Etelisalai, im lo, Aile, im lo aile et Yerushalayim, im lo aile et Yerushalayim, al rosha simchati, tidbak, tidbak, tidbak al shoni al chia, im lo ezekreki, im lo ezekreki, tidbak al shoni lechi, im lo ezekreki, im lo aile et Yerushalayim, al rosh simchati, al rosh simchati. Let my tongue cleave, that's the part, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I remember not thee, if I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy, if I set not Yerushalayim above my chiefest joy. Ti bag lishoni lichi im lo ezekreki im lo aele et Yerushalayim al rosh simchati zikor yawa livne Edom. Remember Jehovah against the children of Edom. Zikor yawa livne Edom. Im yom Yerusha et yom is misspelled here. Et yom the day of Jerusalem, the day of Yerushalayim. Et yom Yerushalayim, the day of Jerusalem. Haomdim alu alu, haomdim alu alu, ada haisod ba. So there we have who said raise it in the sense of lay it bare, who said lay it bare, haomri. Aru aru, haomrim aru aru, ada haisod ba. Haomrim, haomrim aru aru, haomrim the sayers, haomrim the sayers, aru aru. Now raise it is not to raise it in the sense of like lift it up. The raise it has a sense of like laying it bare. It's almost like strip them. The sense of is Jerusalem, Yerushalayim is being raped. So like strip her. Y'all strip her, lay her bare, lay her naked, strip her. Ha'omrim, aru, aru, ad ha'yisod ba, ad ha'yisod, to the ha'yisod, the yisod, like when we say masad, mosad is foundation, the yisod, to the yisod, Kabbalistically the tree of life, yisod. So ad to ha'yisod, ha, the yisod, to the foundation, baha, of her, to the foundation of ha, right? So ad ha'yisod baha. So that verse there, that's the Zayin verse, the seventh verse. Zikoriyawa livne Edom. Remember Jehovah, the children of Edom. Et yom Yerushalayim, the day of Jerusalem. Et yom Yerushalayim. Haomrim aru aru. Those who say, the sayers who said aru aru. Lehabir. Raise it. Ad hayisod baha. Ad hayisod baha. Ad to the foundation, Baha, of her. Bat Vavel, O daughter of Babylon. Bat Babel, modern Hebrew, Bat Vavel, Hashaduda, O daughter of Babylon, Hashaduda, that is to be destroyed, Hashaduda. That's to be like Shadadad, like to be destroyed. Hashadudah, because speaking of her, Hashadudah, Bat Bavel, Hashadudah, Ashrei, Sheya Shalem Lach, Shei Shalem Lach, In other words, happy shall he be that repayeth thee, that payeth thee. So, Ashrei, happy, she, he who yishalem, she shalem, Ashrei, she shalem, lach, modern lach, ancient point of lach, Ashrei, she shalem, lach, Ashrei, she shalem, lach, happy shall he be that repayeth thee. Now, what's interesting is the repayeth, the Hebraic sense is like to make peace. But making peace mean like settling, keeping it like almost holistic, you know, like the principle of that eye for eye is inherent there, the principle, the spiritual principle of it. Ashrei shei shalem lak, eta gemulek, she gamalt lanu. So happy shall he be that payeth thee as thou hast served us. Now, as thou hast served us, is this part of the verse here in the Chet verse, the eighth verse, et gemulek. In other words, as you have gamal, right? Gamal is there in two senses. So we have gamal. Gamal means to deal fully with. Gamal in its primary sense is to treat. It's to treat. Like you treat a person, whether you treat a person well or ill. So when it says et gemulek, you know, almost like as you have treated, you know, as you have treated. All right, to bring it out of the Hebrew sense, the KJV says, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee. The Hebrew sense of the shei shalem lak, the one that will pay you, that will reward you, right? As you have served us. It's an interesting, the one, you know, the one who is going to gamal you, is going to treat the recompense. That's a sense, the recompense. But it's also the sense of the kal of the word is like to wean a child. And in another sense of the kal of the gamal in the expression here, et gemulek, She gamalit, the one who gamalit, you know, like as you have done to us, the one that is going to gemulek, is going to recompense you as you have recompensed us. But getting to the root of the word, it means like to ripen and to bear ripe almonds. One of the uses in the Hebrew of the gamal, right, sense at the root of the verb is to like ripen, you know, to ripen. But the basic idea is to benefit or to requite. Like to treat someone who's going to treat you like you've treated us. Whether if you treat us well, then that one's going to treat you well. If you treat us ill, then that one is going to treat you ill. But in the sense of the gamal sense of the word has an implication of like toil. And it brings forth the sense of like in the sense of the weaning, like weaning a child, ripening something, like to ripen like an almond, to wean, to bestow upon, to deal bountifully. In a positive sense would be to do good. To recompense, you did good for these ones, and it's going good, going to be done to you, right? But you done ill, then ill is going to be done to you. But it's going to ripen, it's going to mature, it's going to wean, it's going to. There's a sense of process here. So here in the eighth verse, addressed to Bat Babel, the daughter of Babylon, Bat Babel, Ha Shaduda, that are to be destroyed, Ha Shaduda, who are to be downstroyed, Ha Shaduda. So we have Ha Shaduda from Shaddad. Shaddad means to deal violently with, to despoil, to devastate, to ruin, right? To ruin. So we have Hashaduda. Hashaduda is like saying, oh, you daughter, oh, you speaking to her, Babylon in the feminine sense, oh, you who are Hashaduda, you're Hashaduda, you're the destroyed one. You are already destroyed. Hashaduda is like you've already, violence has already been done to you. You've already been devastated in that sense. You've already been devastated. You already are destroyed. So the sense of that art to be destroyed, the participle used has a prophetic, perfect sense, but literally, directly is saying, you who are the destroyed, who are the ravaged, who are the spoiled. But it's a flip mode sense of the destroyed. One sense is you were the destroyer, but now you are going to be destroyed. That's the sense brought out here. Bat Bavel ha-shiduda ashrei ashaya shalem lak eta gemulek. Sheh gamalita lanu, O daughter of Babylon, thou art to be destroyed. Happy shall he be, Asherei, that repayeth, that rewardeth thee, that maketh peace to thee.
the Hebrew way, Ashrei Sheya Shalem Lak. Now, the Shey Shalem, the Shalem part, is from Shalom. Shalom means to be in a covenant, like a covenant of peace, the Shalom, one who's in a covenant to make peace, in that literal sense. But then we have the sense of to make peace is to complete, to be sound in the sense of to be healthy, to be finished, to complete something is a sense of Shalom, at the root of Shalom, to finish something, complete something, right, to be like uninjured. So when we ask concerning one another health in the Hebrew, ma shalomcha, ma shalomech, or ma shalomka, ma shalomech, ma shalomka, ma shalomech, more of the ancient pointing, modern pointing, ma shalomcha, ma shalomech, you know, like, in saying that is to say, like, how's your health, like the Tena is telling within that sense. So to complete, to finish, to make sound, but then it has a sense to make good, and here's what the sense of to pay. So shalom, the word for peace, also has to do with pay, to make peace. Like if one pays up what they owe, then it's peace. It's like you pay up, there'll be peace. You don't pay up, there's no peace. So here's what the sense of the Shalem Lak, Ashrei Shei Shalem Lak, happy shall he be that repayeth thee, that rewardeth thee, that maketh peace to thee, that requites thee. Because when we make a vow, right, according to the Hebrew type and the principle, when we make a vow, you have to pay your vow. That's what the sense of when you hear in the translation, make your vow, like to vow and to pay it. To vow and to Shei Shalem, to shalom it, to make it peace, to make it holistic. Because the shalom root means to be safe in the sense of mind, body, and estate. Right? Mind, body, and soul. Like mind, body, and estate. Figuratively, to make complete it, to be friendly. The extension of this idea is to reciprocate. So you make your vow, and fulfill the vow, complete it, pay it, reciprocate it. To make amends is to make peace, to shalom. To finish, to end it, to make it good. Here's where we get the translation in some places of HaTorah, where it says to make it good. And will he, you know, like, will he not make it good? You know, will he not make it, you know, restitute, requite it, restore it, make it peace, perform it, fulfill it, make it good. So you can see that Hebrew sense coming out right there. And then the last verse right here, so after we get to the eighth verse, Bat Bavel Lahash Shedudah Shere Sheya Shalem Lak Eta Gamuleka She Gamalita Lanu She Gamalita Lanu, speaking to her, the one who Gamalit, speaking to she, Gamalit, She Gamalit Lanu, you know, how you have Lanu, how you have treated us. And you mistreated us, you're going to get mistreated. And that's what brings it to here, to the eighth verse. To the eighth verse, or the tenth verse, the ninth verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Zayin, Psalm 137, where it reads another Ashrei, happy, Ashrei, sometimes kind of poorly translated in KJV, like in Psalm 1, where it says, blessed is the man, it's the Ashrei, happy shall he be, right, in the beatitude sense, Ashrei, She Yochez, Ashrei, She Yochez, where ni peit, et olalaik, happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones. Il ha salla against hasala is the rock, the sala. Sometimes translated in English as selah, that's a different selah than the selah that we usually find as a musical direction in the psalm. So the first part of the verse, Ashrei happy, she yochez. Share the one who yochez, he who yaz, he who seizes, grabs, that sense of take, to take somebody, like you take somebody, like you grab them. So here we have the achaz, she yochez, the one who grabs is going to be Ashrei, where nipet is to dash, from napat is to like shatter, to break, to dash something. The idea of shattering, scattering, to dash to pieces, like you take something, you keep dashing about, and as you keep dashing about, it's breaking apart. You know, like somebody take a tree and they just keep breaking it, and keeps falling apart until there's nothing, it just all fell apart. That's the sense of where nipet. So Ashrei she yocheza where nipet et olalaik. So speaking to her, olalaik is saying to her, to Babylon, your little ones, your olalim, olalaik. So the olalaik come from olel, right? Olel, olal, olel is like a child, like a babe, a boy, like a suck. It's the word here is masculine, actually. The olal, olel, olal, in the sense of eta olalaik, right? So the k at the end is speaking to she. So here we're talking directly from the eighth verse, Bat Bavel, daughter of Babylon, Bat Bavel, Bat Bavel, Hashduda. Here's how you destroy it in describing the one, the destroyer, as being Asherah, as being happy, the one who's going to repay you. And here in the 8th verse, Asherah, She Yocheza Wini Peita Eta Olalayika Eta Hasala. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones, thy sucklings. So the Olalayik has a sense from Olal. Olel Olal has a sense of like suckling children, you know, like babes and suckling children. So you can see that there is a lot of, a lot of ones will say, oh, this is violent. There's a lot of violence, in a sense, anticipated here in this very interesting By the Rivers of Babylon song. Because I'm sure you probably heard By the Rivers of Babylon, you know, that tune in different versions of it. But usually it doesn't really get to the fuller fullness of it. It just deals with our sadness. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept. We were sad. We were crying. We were abused. In the beginning part of the song, Al Naharota Bavel, Shama Yashavinu Gama Bakinu Bizakreinu Etas Yong. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down. We wept. When we remembered Zion upon the willows in the midst thereof, we hanged our hearts. We just hanged it up. You know, we hanged it up. And even that idea of the hanging there is interesting, especially the experience of the once lost, now found black and brown sheeple, especially here in this North country, right? The so-called Negro, the Yehuda, the Judahite, the Israelites, right? And the Benjamites, us here in this Western Hemisphere, but especially the willows, that whole idea of the willows, right? We hanged up our harps upon the willows, right? And then as it picks up, with those who carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. So even now, another identifier of who Israel truly is, according to scripture and spirit and in truth, concerning we, the black and the brown people in these here Americas and Caribbean. Because we see it working out, as it is said, in living color. So it's been worked out actually in living color right here, right? So most times when I hear this song, like read or as inspiration to music, and some very good tunes, especially some roots and reggae, and Rastafari-inspired musics, and even in the real old black church sense, it usually stops around like the third, maybe the fourth verse. You know, the third, the fourth verse, how should we sing the Lord Jehovah's song in a strange land, right? In a strange land. And then it stops there. It don't go on to, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. And the thing I would say that had happened among the black church and the lost sheeple is that we identified with this. We identified with the suffering part, but not with the victory part. You know, it's easy for us to identify with, yeah, we were beat, we were treated badly and abused, just like the Bible says. But when it's time to get our comeuppance, you know, it's time not to come up. You know, that part needs to be expressed from the psalm too, right? And one thing to even the other Jews and Yehudi, they will go through the whole thing, right? And especially more of the emphasis would naturally be at the fulfillment of it. Sure, the beginning by the rivers of Babylon. Al Nahrota Bavel. Yeah, upon the rivers, right? And so this today's psalm right here, you know, is a psalm of perspective. A lot of Gentile Christians, you know, a lot of Gentile Christians, whitewash, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant. I'm not saying this is what they are on the outside, because we have many ones who are this way on the inside. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, the black and the white down presses. It's non-partial at that level right there, especially in the fulfillment of the word. But, of course, even that fulfillment, right, does concern the people to whom this concerns, because not every people have this experience. That's why this psalm directly is not speaking of every people, but every people can identify more or less, right, or should be able to identify more or less with more or less of what we have here in Mizmor Kof Lamed Zayin. Mizmor Kof Lamed Zayin, by the rivers of Babylon. Al Nahirota Bavel, right, from the beginning. Right, to the Ashreya She Yochez with Nipate Eta Olalaik Ilaha Salah 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 Salah
I'm greedy, bad word, I come to with it. Yo, hey, life black people need it, now watch it.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people.
them style on 19 something.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Pleasant it is for I and I brethren to dwell together in unity and love. Love and unity is our precious ointment upon the head that went down to the beard. Even I and I beard went under the skirts of my garment. As the dew of Iman, it drew that descended from the holy mountains of Mount Zion. Where the tongue of the dark command is blessed to shine upon an eye. Protection. The sun shall not smite thy by day. Now the moon stands by night. John shall not survive but to be moved. And shall preserve our going out and our coming in. From this time until that I was. But I give thanks unto Jah continuously. In thy sight, O Jah.
Even in
king, I'ma go fall down. So I will never give you the crown. Babylon, I know below your king, I'ma go fall down. Like your tribe, you won't rasta down. Babylon, I know below your king, I'ma go fall down. Rasta, no afraid, I know man.
Babylon is the devil in a blue dress. Satan in a suit and tie. Oppression is freedom, heaven is hell. And the truth is a lie, they murder the youth. The police don't shoot in the sky. It's a war zone, you do what you gotta do to survive. You can shoot it and ride. Life is hustle and starve. This is capitalism, religion, money is gone. America eats the young like cannibal breakfast. Wall Street is swarming with animal leftists. Crooked elections, politics of the system, legal lynching, modern day crucifixion, slaves to the current conditions that we live in, more faith in the reverence than making our own heaven is foul. How the youth glued to the television, they heard a facade of a Twitter following Paris Luton. It's only right we wanna be more than poor and righteous, but even the rich today can't ignore the crisis in Babylon, Babylon, Babylon.
Sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people.
Yes, I, yes, I, Rastafari. There, Queen Makeda with I Am Shem. And she brought out right there today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Two verses from these Mizmor Kof Lamed Zayin, Psalm 137, namely the fifth and the sixth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let make my right hand forget her cunning. Im eshakahik Yerushalayim tishkach yaminni. If I forget thee, im eshakahik, speaking to she, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, tishkach yaminni, tishkach, may she forget. If I forget thee, speaking to she, let she, my right hand, yaminni, yaminni, forget. Im eshikachek Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. That's verse 5. Then we have verse 6. Tidbak lishoni lichki lichki lichki. Let my tongue lishoni cleave. Tidbak tidbak lishoni. May my tongue cleave lichki lichki to the roof of my mouth. Im lo ezakareki. If I don't remember thee, speaking to she, im lo, if no, im lo, ezakareki, if I don't zakar thee, ezakareki, if I don't remember thee, speaking to she, im lo, aele, aele, et Yerushalayim, if I don't, like aliyah or set, to put up high, aele, aele, im lo, aele, et Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, al rosh, al, upon rosh, the head, the Ras, Hebraically the Ras, Rosh, Al Rosh, Simchati, Al Rosh, Simchati, above my chiefest, my head, my Ras, joy, my chiefest joy. So right there, she bring that out in the tune, I Am Shem. Check out the Kibra Neges, more on the namesake, Makeda, the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, also the link with the Shem, Shem. Speaking of the tribe or the three sons right there, but also the Shem, Hebraically is to speak of a name. So here on this Sukkah, right, we have this day, we have day 5, going to day 6 here, the Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath Eve right here. And let's just go through some of the basic of the liturgy right here, have an hour. Hopefully we can really get in some of the Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. There's a lot of very, very interesting right now revelation points. But here, for day 5, the reading appointed for day 5, right, when day 5, actually we're kind of like looking forward like it's the 4, when 4, 5, like the evening. So the evening is the beginning of the next day. So by time right here, it's really day 5. So, you know, looking forward. We have Numbers for the 5 key offerings, Numbers chapter 29, verses 20 to 25. That's for the 4th day, 2nd intermediate day, corresponding with the Friday. We're here in the evening, the Shabbat time. So here for the Shabbat day, day 5.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Yes. Let's ride up right here with the I Am Shem from Queen Makeda right there. Some things old, some things new. That was just a little sample right there. Zooming in on that particular verse right here. I Am Shem. I am the name.
Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Abraham had a night vision of future posterity, but stubborn disobedience and suffered the curse of captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the East. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Brother, Jerusalem fell under siege,
from the perils of war. I was forced to flee, sought refuge on African shore. If I forget the old Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I forget the old Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I forget the old Mount Zion, woe be unto my soul. If I forget Jerusalem, chief of my joy.
Government appointees for this third today is legal.
Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time.
Shem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim. Baruch ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Adonai.
Just.
Adonai.
Just. Rastafari.
Just.
Shabbat Shalom, Sinbad Salam, right here. Rastafari Sabbatical Saturdays here after Shabbat podcast. So here, let's just go over just an overview here. Here we are at the 20th sabbatical study here in the Shemester right here at Shabbat Tetzaveh, modern Hebrew, Tetzaveh, ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, Tetzaveh, thou male command, the I shall Tzawa, to command, Tetzaveh, thou shall command. So here we pick up here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book. Second book of the Bible, the Hebrew book that's known as the Sefer Shemot, as the book of the names, the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, the Exodus from the Tawi, from the two lands that's called Egypt, Hebraically Mitzrayim, according to the ancient Mitzrayim, they said the Tawi, the two lands corresponding exactly to the Hebrew Mitzrayim, but in the English we refer to it as Egypt, ancient Egypt. But here we pick up with Exodus chapter 27, verses 20 to Exodus chapter 30, verse 10. So it's a brief synopsis, a little overview right here. In the previous sabbatical study, Torah reading and feeding, the previous portion explained that Hashem, that the name Ha'elohim, the Almighty Power, had asked for a teruma, an up offering called a donation, a contribution from Amo Yisrael, the people, of Yasharal, people of Israel, for the sake of creating a portable, a mobile tent-like sanctuary called the Tabernacle. Elohim then showed Moshe as a pattern, the Tabnit, the pattern, to see that you do all things according to the Tabnit, the pattern. The key here for the fellow Chabarim and Talmudim, fellow disciples, pattern recognition. So Yahuwah showed Moses, Moshe, the pattern, the Tabnit, according to that, the tabernacle, the Ohel, literally the tent, referred to as the Mikdash, the holy place, the set-apart place, and also as the Mishkan, the dwelling place, and its furnishings were to be made. First of all, we have the Aron HaBrit. We have the Aron, HaAron, the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit, the Tabot, Ethiopically speaking, and its cover, referred to as the mercy seat, Hebraically as the Kaporet. The Kaporet, the covering known as the mercy seat, would occupy an inner chamber that is called the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadashim, the Holy of the Holy Ones. Within, there's an adjoining chamber that's called the Kodesh, the holy place or the set-apart place. And a table, a shulchan, a table that would hold 12 loaves of matzah, of bread, and a seven-branch menorah, or lampstand, that would illuminate the tent. Just a note right here for the Chabarim, because I think in the audible coming forward, who's going to the English and seeking to bring out the Hebrew, but we didn't articulate that the menorah is referred to as sheet. You'll find that in the KJV, it says his shaft, his branches, his knops, but really in the Hebrew, her shaft, branches, and knops. So the menorah, the seven-branch menorah would illuminate the ohel, the tent. Ha'elohim, the Elohim, gave precise dimensions of the ohel of the tent, known as the tabernacle, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, with the added instruction. Now, when we say Torah comes down to that very root idea of instruction, teaching, or direction, to separate the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, by a paroket. Paroket in the Hebrew is a veil. The entire Ohel tent was to have a wooden frame covered by colored fabric and the hide of rams and goats. Now, outside the Ohel, the tent, and outer court, was defined, that would include a copper, or in some translation they say brass, a copper sacrificial altar known as a mizbeah, and a water basin, a basin for washing. The outer court was to be enclosed by a fence made with fine linen on silver poles with hooks of silver and sockets of brass. Now that brings us right here to this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here, the 20th sabbatical study for Shabbat Tetzaveh. It continues the description of the ohel, of the tent, or called the tabernacle, though the focus here is shifts to those who will serve within. So in the previous teruma, we get the contributions, the teruma from room, like to lift up, from ram in the Hebrew, room, something that's lifted up, teruma, up offering of the materials, the instructions, directions, and then the call for the contribution from Amo, from the people, Amo Yisrael. Now here, in this 20th, that was from the 19th, but here for continuity purposes, here we continue the description of the tabernacle, although the focus, right? What's the price of truth? Pay attention. The attention or the focus is shifts to those who will serve within, namely the Kohanei Yisrael, namely the Kohanim, the priests, the Kohanei Yisrael, the priests of Yasharala of Yisrael. First, Moshe was instructed to tell the Israelites, the rank and file Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to bring pure oil, olive, for the lamps of Ha Menorah, that the priests, the Kohanim, were to kindle every evening in the Kodesh, in the holy place, not the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but in the first, we could say, the first room, so to speak. Next, Ha'elohim, the Elohim, commanded Moses to ordain Aharon, Aaron, and Benayo and Banim and his sons as Kohanim, as priests, and describe the priestly garments they would wear while serving in the Ohel, while serving in the tabernacle. Now, all of the Kohanim, right, were to wear four garments. And this is a note right here for the fellow disciples that all of the priests, according to the HaTorah instruction here, all the priests were to be Levites, but not all of the Levites, Halloween, were to be Kohanim. The Kohanim here, Aharon, the high priest, we could say the Moshiach, he is the Messiah. The first use of Messiah within the Hebrew scriptures is found here in the principles and the pattern of the high priest, the one who's anointed, and his sons. So now all the priests, the Kohanim, were to wear four garments, these four garments, especially while serving, namely linen breeches, tunics, sashes, and turbans. But in addition to these, the Kohen Gadol, Kohen, the priest, Gadol priest, so they say the high priest in the translations, was to wear a blue robe decorated with pomegranates and golden bells. Over this robe, there's what's known as an ephod, or the ephod, an apron woven of gold, blue, purple, and crimson, was to be worn, and upon the ephod was attached a breastplate known as the breastplate, inlaid with precious stones inscribed, precious stones, jewels, gems inscribed with the names, the Shemot, the names of the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Finally, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, would wear a golden plate engraved with the words
Kedusha LaYahuwah, holiness, set apartness to he who be, who he be, to HaKadosh, to the Holy One, upon the front of his turban. Lastly, but not least, we here just for overview, before we go into some of the details Hebraically and in the translation. The Kohanim, the priests, were to be ordained in a special seven-day ceremony, a whole Shabuah, a Shabuah long, Shabuah in the Hebrew is like we say the week from the Shabbat, Shabbat, the seventh, since a seven and an oath, the Shabuah, 7 days, a week-long ceremony that involved washing, dressing, and Messiah-ing, or in translation, anointing them with oil and dam and blood, followed by the offering of sacrifices. HaKohanim, the priests, were further instructed to present burnt offerings, olot, twice a day upon the copper altar, upon the brazen mizbeach. Now the portion here, 20th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat to Tzawet, it ends or fulfills with a description of the golden altar, very important here, the other altar known as the golden altar. So one is a brass, copper altar, Mizbeach, and here we have the golden altar upon which incense, upon that Aishens, incense, was offered twice a day by the Kohanim, by the priests, when the menorah lamps, the lamps of the menorah were serviced, were cleaned and prepared and serviced. In addition, the blood of atonement was to be placed on its four corners, on the corners, once a shana, once a year. And this is here stated in the Torah direction instruction that was to occur during the Yom HaKippurim, falsely called Yom Kippur. The Torah calls it Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, in the plural sense, the Day of the Atonement. Yom Kippur is just to say the Day of Atonement. But the Torah says Yom HaKippurim, right? Rite and ritual. So here, Chabarim, going to ride up right here. So here we pick up with Exodus chapter 27 from the Torah reading in the three readings, the Trinity, Hebrew Trinity of readings, Exodus chapter 27, verse 20 to chapter 30, verse 10. In the Nabim, the prophet's reading, in the Nabiyat, the prophet's reading, we have Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 10 to 27. And in the Brit Chadasha, in the Addis Kidan, the New Testament reading, we have the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, focus verses 10 to 17. So here in this Torah reading and feeding, we're going to go over from the Torah, Exodus, the oil for the lamp, the vestments, the garments for the kahuna, for the priesthood, ha-ephod, the ephod, the breastplate, the choshen, the other priestly vestments, the ordination or consecration or the filling, as there's a filling in the Hebrew, when I say consecration in the English, the Hebrew brings out the idea of the filling, namely the filling of the hands, the consecration, ordination of the Kohanim, the priests, the daily offerings, the altar, and the fulfillment in chapter 30 with the altar of Aishens. Called chosen faithful Rastafari, take note, the altar of Aishens, directs instructions, and that's known as the great worship, chapter right there. Now in the prophet's reading in Ezekiel, we have the altar, the focus in Ezekiel chapter 43, namely at verse 13, is Ha Mizbeach. Now here, little story, by a little narrative from some of the ancient teachings right here, right, Shabbat 31a, a thought for the Shabuah. Out of all countries, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He chose the land of Yisrael
And from the land of Israel, he selected Ha-Hekal. He selected the temple. And from Ha-Hekal, the temple, or the tabernacle in its first type, according to the pattern, he selected only the Holy of Holies, only the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies. Now, in a similar sense, taking that as a point of reference according to the pattern, similarly, out of all nations, according to the scriptures, Ha-Elohim, the Elohim selected Israel. And from Israel, he selected the tribe of Levi. And from the tribe of Levi, Levi, he chose Aharon. He chose even the family and the sons of Aaron. So right here from the Exodus Rabbah 37a, 37.4, that reasonment right there. But here, looking at the time right here, going to go forward, hopefully, for the first day service right here on the end in the Irid. Here, let's ride up right here with the Baraka, the blessing here for this sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong. Are ye not as the children of the...
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Right here, the short version right here, the Baraka, the blessing before the reading of HaTorah. Shema Yisrael. Hear this.
Barku et Yahweh Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hambara. Baruch Yahweh Hambarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb. And the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Got his dreadlocks up in all the streets.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir Yisrael. Here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat to Tzawet. Sabbath thou, the I, male, shall command. For Shabbat to Tzawet, here for the Rishon. The first Aliyah. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus chapter 27. Here at verse 20 for this 20th Rastafari sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat strong, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first up offering up, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading. For this Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou, male, shalt command. The tabernacle, Hamishkan. Here, the 17th item, the oil for the light, the oil for the illumination. V'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who ye be, is the one. Wa'ata tetzaweh, et b'nei Yisrael, will yikuchu elika, shemen zayita zaka tatita lamaor, leha elot ner tamid. And thou, the eye, shall command the children of Israel, that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. Wa'ata tetzaweh, et b'nei Yisrael, and thou, the I, male, shall command, we'ata tetzaweh, et b'nei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, v'yikochu eleika, that they bring to the eye, v'yikochu eleika, shemena zayita zaka tatita lama'or, that they bring to the eye pure olive oil beaten for the light. Shemen zayit zak katit lamaor li ha'elot ner tamid, to cause a lamp a ner li ha'elot, to ascend tamid continually. Wata tetzaweh et b'nei Yisrael v'yikochu eleika shemen zayit zak katit lamaor li ha'elot ner tamid. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, that before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before Jehovah, a statute forever to their generations,
on the behalf of the Bnei Yisrael, on the behalf of the children of Yisrael. Bit ohela moeda mi chut la paroketa shara al haedut ya eroka oto aheronu banayu me ereva adaboker lifnei Yehovah. Hukata olam le dorotam meita bnei Yisrael. He Shema Yisrael. He. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 28. The priesthood, the kohuna, the priesthood. First item, the high priest, the kohen gadol, and the kohanim, hakohanim, and the priests. Types of Moshiach, types of Christos, types of Christ, and the mitmanan, the amanyoch, and the believers of the church age. And take thou to thee Aaron, thy brother, and his sons with him from among the children, the sons of Israel, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. Aharon, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, Aaron's sons. Wa'ata ha'ereva leka et Aharon achika ve'eta banayu ito mitok bnei Yisrael le ha'hino li Aharon Nadav wa'avihu El Azar with Itamar, Bnei Aharon. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. With Osita, Bigde, Kodesh, Aharon, Achita, Le, Kavod, Ulatif, Arek. And thou and I shall speak to all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me, to I in the priest's office. Wa'ata tidaver illa kola hakame lev ashera mia letioa ruach hakma we osueta vigdeya herona le kadisho le kahinoli. And thou that I shall speak we ata tidaber. And thou that I shall speak wata tidaber il kola hakame lev to all that are wise-hearted, ilkola hakme lev, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, ashera miletio aruach hakma, that they make Aaron's garments to sanctify him, to set him apart. We also that he may minister to me, to I. In the priest's office. Le kahino li. The kohuna, the priesthood. Second item, the garments of the kohen gadol, of the high priest. Verse 4. And these are the garments that thou shalt make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. With Eile ha de gadim asher ya'isu choshen with ephod Eile uaketoneta tashavet Mitzah Nefet with Avnet with Asul Digdeya Kodesh Le Aharon Achika Ulabanayo Le Kahino Li. And these are the garments
Well, Habib Gadim. Well, Habib Gadim. And these are the garments Ashara Ya'isu. And these are the garments that they shall make. Wa'il Habib Gadim Ashara Ya'isu. Khoshen, the Khoshen, a breastplate. With a ford and a effort, an effort, an effort. U-mi'il, u-mi'il, and a robe. U-a-ketonet, and a tunic. U-ketoneta tashabet, and a tunic of checker work. Mitz-nefet, a mitre. With-avnet, and a girdle. With asua bigdeya kodesh le aharon achita, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother. With asu bigdey kodesh le aharon achita ule vanayo le kahino li, that they make holy garments, set apart garments for Aaron, thy brother. Aharon Achika, Achika, thy brother, Ulevanayo, and his sons, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. Likahino li. The materials. Verse 5. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. Wehema yikohu eta ha zahab, we eta ha tikaleta, we eta ha argamana, we eta tola ata ha shani, we eta ha shesh. The ephod, ha ephod, the effort. Verse 6. And they shall make the effort of gold, blue, and purple, scarlet, and fine twine linen with cunning work. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod that upon it shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the Bnei Yisrael, and grave on them the Shemota Bnei Yisrael, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet. Shall thou engrave the two stones with the Shemot, with the names of the Bnei Yisrael? Thou shalt make them to be set in ochres of gold, and thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod, or stones of memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons and children of Yisrael. And Aharon and Aaron shall bear their names, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni. The Sheni Aliyah. Here for the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Tetzaweh, Sabbath thou male shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 28. Here at verse 13, Chabarim. Verse 13 for the Sheni Aliyah. We'asita Misha Be'ot, Misha Be'ot Azahav. And thou, the eye, shall make ochres of gold. We'asita mishabot, mishabot zahab. And thou shall make settings of gold. We'asita mishabot zahab. And two chains of pure gold at the end of recent work shall thou make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the ochres. We'asita mi shibota zahab, ua shiteya shara sharota zahaba ahora mia ge balota ta ise otama ma iseya e vot we natataha hata shara sharotaha evotosta alaha misha beot. And two chains of pure gold of plaited thread shalt thou make them of recent work, and thou shalt put the recent chains on the settings. Ha Hoshen, the breastplate, verse 15. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work, after the work of the ephod, thou shalt make it of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen shalt thou make it. We asita choshena mishpot ma'iseya choshev ke ma'iseya efod ta esenu zahava tikeleta we argamana we tolaata shani we sheisha mashazara ta'ise oto. Four square, it shall be being doubled. Ravua yihye ka ful zereta arko we zereta rachbo. Four square, it shall be doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in its settings of stone, even four rows of stone. The first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row a lingerie, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And the stones shall be with the names, the Shemot of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Yisrael, 12, according to their names. The engravings of a signet, everyone with his name, shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate HaHoshen chains at the ends, recent work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate HaHoshen two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of HaHoshen of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two recent chains of gold in the two rings, which are on the ends of HaHoshen, the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two recent chains thou shalt fasten in the two oches, the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of HaEphod, the ephod, before it. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of HaHoshen, the breastplate, in the border thereof, which in the side of HaEphod, the ephod inward. And two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shall put them on the two sides of HaEphod, the ephod underneath, toward the fore part thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of HaEphod, the effort. And they shall bind HaHoshen, the breastplate, by the rings thereof to the rings of HaEphod with a lace of blue that may be above the curious girdle of HaEphod, and that HaHoshen be not loose from HaEphod. And Ahiram shall bear the names, the Shemot of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, in HaHoshen, in the Hoshen of Mishpot, the breastplate of judgment, upon his heart, when he goeth in to the holy, for a memorial. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, continually, itinually. We nasa heron eta shemota bnei Yisrael be choshen hamishpota ala libo be oayla hakodesha le zikaron lifnei Yehovah tani the urim and tumim, the urim and tumim, verse 30.
And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim. And they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in Lifneoah before Jehovah, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, upon his heart, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi. Shalishi here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Tetzaweh, Sabbath thou shalt command. Sabbath Tetzaweh. Here picking out with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 28. Here at verse 31 for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third up offering here for this Shabbat Tetzaweh. Sabbath thou, male, shalt command. The robe of the Ephod. Here you hear from the Sefer Shemot. We all see Taeta Ma'ila Ha Ephoda Kalila Tikelet. And thou shalt make the robe of the Ephod all blue. We all see Taeta Ma'ila Ha Ephoda Kalila Tikelet. And thou shalt make the robe, and thou shalt make the ma'il, we'asita eta ma'il, thou shalt make the robe, ha'ephod, of the ephod, kalila tikelet, kalila of, kalila tikelet, tikelet, of blue. And there shall be a hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a habergoin, that it be not rent. Wihaya fiya rosho del poko safa yihye le fioa saviva maise o rega kfiya tachra yihye loa loa yikara. And it shall have a hole for the head in the midst thereof. Wehaya fiya rosho betoko safa. It shall have a binding. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it. Yehiye safa safa yehiye lifio saviv. Ma isse yorega. Kafia tachra yihye loa loa yikara, as it were the whole of a coat of mail, that it be not rent, that it be not ripped. And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aharon, upon Aaron, to minister. And his sound shall be heard when he goeth in to the holy before Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and when he cometh out, that he die not. Wahaya Allah Aharon le sharet with Nishama'ak Olo Abiho Elaha Kodesh Lifne Yehovah Uavet Etoa with Lo Yamut. And it shall be upon Aharon, upon Aaron, to minister. Wehaya Al Aharon Le Sharet. And it shall be upon Aaron Le Sharet to minister. Wehaya Al Aharon Le Sharet. We nishma'ak olo bevo elaha kodesha lifnei Yehovah. And the sound thereof shall be heard. And the sound thereof shall be heard. We nishma'ak olo. When he goeth in. Bevo, bevo il ha-kodesh. When he goeth into ha-kodesh, into the holy. Bevo il ha-kodesh lifnei Yehovah. Before Jehovah, and when he cometh out, uvetzeto, and when he cometh out, uvetzeto, with lo yamut, that he die not. The holy crown, the isle, the set apart crown, the holy crown. Compare Exodus chapter 29, verse 6. The holy crown here. Hear, hear, Shema, Exodus 28, verse 36. And thou, the eye, shall make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it the engravings of a signet, holiness to Jehovah. With Osita, Sith, Zahab, Ahor, Uafia Tachita, Alayo. Via Tucheya Chotam Kodesh LaYahua, and thou shalt make a plate of pure gold. We Osita Tzitza Zahav Ahor, and grave upon it, and engrave and grave upon it. Ua Tia Tachita Alayo, like the engravings of a signet. Pia tuche chotam, holiness la Yahuwah, holiness, islandness to Jehovah, Kodesh la Yahuwah, Kodesh la Yahuwah. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre. Upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, and Aaron, that Aaron may bear, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, shall hallow in all their holy set apart gifts, and it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted lifnei Hoa before Jehovah. Wehaya Allah meyatzach Aharon with nasa Aharon et Aharon ha-kodashim asher yakadishu bnei Yisrael kol matnot kadashayhem wehaya Allah mitzoho Tani li ratzona lahem lifnei Hoa, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead. With haya al meitzach, Wahaya al Meitzach Aharon, and it shall be upon Aaron's Meitzach, upon Aaron's forehead. Wahaya al Meitzach Aharon, Wahnasa Aharon et Aaron HaKodashim. And Aaron shall be the Elvon, the Avon, the iniquity committed in the holy things, in the holy things. With Nasa Aharon Eta Eon HaKodashim Asher Yakadishu Bnei Yisrael. And Aaron shall bear the iniquity committed in the holy things, that the Bnei Yisrael, that the children of Israel shall hallow, shall set apart, shall make holy. With Nasa Aharon Eta Eon, with Nasa Hirona Eta Evona HaKodashim Asher Yakadishu Bnei Yisrael Lekola Matanot Kadishayhem, even in all their holy, their set apart gifts. Lekola Matanot Kadishayhem. With Haya Allah Mitzocho Tamid. And it shall be always upon his forehead. Wehaya Allah mitocho tamid liratzon lahem lishnei Yehovah, that they may be accepted. Liratzon lahem, that accepted for them, that they may be accepted lishnei Yehovah, before Jehovah. The ordinary garments of the Kohen Gadol and Kohanim, the ordinary garments of the high priest and the priest, over which the garments for glory and beauty were put on. Verse 39. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre, the turban, of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aharon's sons, for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them, for glory and for beauty. Lekavod ulatifaret, for glory, lekavod ulatifaret, and for tifaret, and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aharon, upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and fill their hands, and sanctify them, and set them apart, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. With Hila Bashita Otama Eta Hirona Hika We Eta Banayo Waito Ua Ma Shachita Otam Ua Mia Leta Eta Yadam We Kedashita Otam We Kahenu Li. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, shall dress them. Where Hila Bashta Otam, shall dress them et Aharon Achika, and thou shalt put them, dress them upon Aaron thy brother. We Hila Bashta Otam et Aharon Achika we et Banayo Waito, and upon his sons Banayo Ito with him. O Mashachita Otam, and thou shalt anoint them, Messiah them. O Mashachita Otam, O Mileta Eta Yadam, and consecrate them and fill their hands. O Mileta Et Yadam, and filling the hands, their hands. O Mileta, and filling Et Yadam, and filling their hands, or consecrate them. Wik Idashta Otam, and sanctify them, and setting them apart, and eilifying them. We kiyadashta otam, we kiyahenu li, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. We kiyahenu li. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, their nakedness. From the loins even to the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon Benaiah, his sons, when they come in to the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, or when they come near to the altar to minister in the holy, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and his seed, and his seed after him, and his seed after him. Wehayu wa Allah hirona wa Allah benayo wa bis bo amai illa o hella mo ed o ve gishatama illa ha mizbeyach le shareita ba kodesh we lo wa yisua avon wa metu hukato olam alau ule zaro achrayo, and they shall be upon Aaron wehayu al aharon, and upon his sons wa al banayo, when they go bi voam elohel moed, when they go into the tent of meeting to the ohel moed, or the gishtav gishtama elaham zeyach, or when they come near to the altar, or the gishtama elaham zeyach lishareita bakodesh, or when they come near to the mizbeach lishareita to minister bakodesh in the holy place, with lo yisu aron, that they bear not iniquity. The law you saw, avon, that they bear not avon, aron, that they bear not aron, iniquity. The law you saw, aron, wa metu, and die, wa metu, and die. Chukato olam, it shall be a statute, chukat, for either to him. Chukato olam lau, and to his seed, ula zaro, achrayo, and to his seed after him. Wahayu Allah Rona Vala Banayoa Bevoama illa Hella Moed, or Vigishtama illa Hamzeyaha Lishareta Vakodesh, Willo Yisua Rona Vanetu, Hukato Lama Lawu, Ula Zaro Achrayo, 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 Achrayo.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth uprising, hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou now shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 29, verse 1, for the Revi'i, the Revi'i, the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat, Tetzaweh, Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. HaKohuna, the priesthood, the third item, the consecration of HaKohanim, the filling of the hailing 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 of the hailing. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth uprising, and hear for this Shabbat it's our Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 29, verse 1, for the Revi'i, the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat, it's our Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Akuhuna, the priesthood. The third item, the consecration of HaKohanim, the filling of the hands. Consecration, the filling of the hands of HaKohanim, of the priests, the offering. With the Hadavara Ashara Ta'isel Lahem, Lit Adeshotam, Lit Kahin Lia, Lit Achapara Echada, Denna Bakara, We Elima Shinaima Titni. And this is the thing, and this the thing that thou shalt do to them, to hallow them, to set them apart, to eilify them, to minister to me, to I in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish. Vizeh hadavar, and this is the thing. Vizeh hadavar, and this, vizeh, and this. Hadavar, and this the thing. Asher ta'isel lahem, that thou shalt do lahem to them, alikadesh, likadesh, to set them apart, likadesh otam, to set them apart, likahen li, to minister to I in the priest's office, likahen li, likachpar echada ben abakar, take one young bullock, Likach par echad ben bakar, with elim ashnayim titnim, and two rams, with elim shnayim, and two elim, with elim ashnayim titnim, without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes, unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil. Wheaten flour shalt thou make them, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock, and the two rams, and Aharon, and Aaron, and his sons. Thou shalt bring to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou and shalt wash them with water. Petach, petach ohel ha-moed, the door of the tent of meeting. Ve'et ha-herona, ve'et ha-banayo, patri, illa petach ohel ha-moed, with rachat petach, otam. Ba-mayim, and Aaron and his sons, thou the eye shall bring to the door, the petach, the door of the tent of meeting, the Ohel la-Moed, with rachatta, otam, and wash them, ba-mayim, with water. The order for the Kohen Gadol, the order for the high priest, verse 5. And thou shalt take the garment and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre, the turban, upon Rosho, his ras, his head, his rosh, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and pour upon Rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head, and anoint him. Willakachta et ha-bigdadim, and thou shalt take the garments we lagachta et ha bigadim, we hilabashta et aheron, and put and dress them upon Aaron, et ha kutonet, the tunic, we et me'il, ha ephod, and the robe of the ephod, we et ha ephod, and the ephod, we et ha choshen, and the choshen, the breastplate, we afadta, we afadta lo'u, and gird him, we afadta lo'u, and gird him, be chesheva ha ephod, with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. Vesamta ha mitra nefeta ala rosho, and thou shalt set the mitre, the turban, upon rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head. Vesamta ha mitra nefeta ala rosho, ve natata eta nezer ha kodesha ala ha mitra nefeta, and put the holy crown. And put the holy crown with natata eta nezer, et nezer, the nezer, the nezer, nazar, the nezer, with natata eta nezer ha kadesh Allah ha nitsenefet, and put the holy crown upon the mitre, upon the turban, with lakachta eta shemen ha mishacha, then shalt thou take the anointing oil, with lakachta, with lakachta, and I may take et shemen hamishcha, hamishcha, the oil of anointing, the shemen hamishcha, taking the anointing oil, with yazakta, the yazakta, and pour, with yazakta al rosho, and pour upon rosho, with yazakta al rosho, ua mashachta oto, and anoint him, u ma shachta oto, and christen, anoint, price him, anoint him. The order of HaKohanim, the order of the priests, verse 8. And thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aharon u banayo, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons, and thou shalt fill the hands, and thou shalt fill the hands of Aaron and his sons. Ueta banayo atakri, where he labashtama kutonet, and thou shalt bring his sons and put the kutonet, put the tunics upon them, with chagarta odama avnei aheron ubanayo, with chavashta lahem, niga baota with hayita lahem, kuhune le chukato olam, ua mileta yad Aharon with Yad Banayo. And thou shalt gird them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles, with Chagarta Otam Avnate, Aaron and his sons, Aharon Ubanayo, and bind head ties on them, with Chavashta, with Chavashta lahem mi gabaot, and bind head ties on them. And they shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute, with Haita lahem, and it shall be for them with Haita lahem kahuna, the priesthood, lechukata olam, by a statute forever, lechukata olam, and thou shalt consecrate, fill their hands, u mileta yad, and filling yad, and filling the hand of Aharon,
with Yad Banayo, and thou shalt fill the hand of Aaron and his sons. O Meleta, Yad Aharona, Yad Banayo, and filling the sons, consecrating and filling the sons. The order for the sacrifices, verse 10. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the rosh, the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, by the petach, the door of the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock and put upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, with thy finger, and pour all Hadam, the blood, beside the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inward, and the caul, that is, above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that upon them, and bun upon HaMizbeach, and bun them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin, and his dung, shalt thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a chata'at, a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aharon and Aaron, Ubanayo, and his sons shall put their hands upon the rosh, upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take damo, his blood, and sprinkle round about upon HaMizbeach, upon the altar. And thou and the eyes shall cut the ram in pieces and wash the inwards of him and his legs and put him to his pieces and to rosho and to his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, the altar. It's a burnt offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah. It's a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Where he katarta et kol ha ayil ha mizbeach ola hu la Yahuwah reyach michoach ishe la Yahuwah hu. And thou shalt make the whole ram smoke upon the altar. Vehikatarta, according to smoke, etokolaha, ayil, ha, nizabeyaha, olahu. It is a burnt offering. He is a burnt offering. Olahu, la Yahuwah, olahu, la Yahuwah, reyacha, nechocha. It is a sweet savor. Reyach, reyach, nichoach, reyach nichoach. Ishe, an offering. Ishe la Yahuwah, who, an offering, a fire offering. Ishe la Yahuwah, who, a fire offering, an offering made by fire to Jehovah.
Yes. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. A good strong seven to come. Right here. We're going to have the fifth aliyah. And then join up again on the in and the irid here for the fulfillment here for this Shabbat Tetzaweh. So here after this, you know, call in or join I and I on the live stream right here, the fifth aliyah here for this Shabbat Tetzaweh.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
To Jehovah. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, give here for the Chamishi. Here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth
of offering up the Hanishi Aliyah. The fifth reading here for this Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 29. Here at verse 19, covering. Here at verse 19, Exodus 29 and 19 for the Hanishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering. Wilakahta Eta Haayela Hashem with Samak Ahirono Banayo Eta Yedehem Al Rosha Haayel. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head, upon the Rosh, upon the head of the ram. Wilakahta Eta Haayela Hashem with Samak Ahiron Ubanayo et Yedehem al Rosh Hayil. And thou shalt kill the ram and take of his blood and put upon the tip of the right ear of Aharon and upon the tip of the right ear of Benayo his sons and upon the thumb of their right hand and upon the great toe of their right foot and sprinkle Hadam the blood upon HaMizbeach the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon HaMizbeach the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aharon and upon his garment and upon Benayo his sons and upon the garments of Benayo his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, he shall be idolified, he shall be set apart, and his garments, O Benayo and his sons' garments, he go with him. Also thou shalt take of the ram, the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards and the paw, the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it a ram, it is a ram of consecration. Tiyayilla Mialuim Hu. It is a ram of filling, a ram of consecration. Ki Ail Mialuim Hu. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that Lifne Yehovah, that is before Jehovah. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aharon, and in the hands of Benayo, in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them a wave offering, Lifne Yehovah, before Jehovah. With Samta Hakola Allah Kape Ahirona Wa Allah Kape Banayo. With Heya Nafta Otam Te Nufa Lifne Hoa. And thou shalt put the whole, the entirety, upon the hands of Aharon. With Samta Hakol Al Kape Ahirona. And upon the hands of his sons were all kape vanayo, and shall wave them for a wave offering before Jehovah. With henafta otam, the henafta otam, and shall wave them with henafta otam at nufa lifnei Yehovah. And thou shalt receive them of their hands and burn upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor, Lifneoa, before Jehovah it. An offering made by fire, a fire offering to Jehovah. Willa kachta otama mi adam, where he atarta ha nizbeyacha ala ha ola, le reyacha. Niyahoha Lifneyahua Ishe Hu Layahua. And thou shalt take them from their hands. Willakahta Otama Miyadam. And make them smoke. And make them smoke on the altar. With Hikatata Ha Mizbeyach. And cause them to smoke where he katarta ha mizbeach on the mizbeach on the altar. Allah ha Allah upon the burnt offering, and make them smoke on the altar upon the burnt offering where he katarta ha mizbeach Allah ha Allah. For it is a sweet favor. Le reyach nihocha, nihocha, nihoach, nihoach. Le reyach nihoach. For it is a sweet favor, lifneoah, before Jehovah, Isha, Isha, Isha. Isha, fire offering. Isha, who? It is, he is a fire offering. Isha, who? La Yahuwah, before, for Jehovah, before Jehovah. It is a fire offering to Jehovah. Isha, who? La Yahuwah,
La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah.
Ha, kohuna, the priest, the fourth item, the food of Ha Kohanim, the food of the priest, verse 26. And thou shalt take the breast of the lamb of Aharon's consecration, filling, hands filling, and wave it for a wave offering, a tenufa, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify, set apart the breast of the tenufa, the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, that is waved, and that is heaved up of the lamb of the consecration, even of that which is for Aharon, and of that is for his sons. And it shall be Aharon's, and it shall be Aaron and his sons by statutes forever, from the Bnei Yisrael, from the children, the sons of Yisrael, for it an heave offering. And it shall be an heave offering from the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, of the sacrifice of their peace offering, even their heave offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Ve'lakachta et ha'chazot, את החזה מהעיל המילואים אשר לאהרון והנפת אותו תנופה לפני יהוה והיה לך למנה. And thou shalt take the breast of Aaron's ram of consecration, Aaron's ram of filling, and wave it for a wave offering before Jehovah. Ve'lakachta et ha'chazeh, et ha'chazeh, the breast, me'el ha'miluim, of the el ha'miluim, the ram of filling, the ram of consecration, asher le'aharon, with he nafta oto, and wave it tenufa, wave offering lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, with haya leka, and for you it be le manna, and it shall be thy manna, thy portion, with kidashta eta chaze ha tenufa we eta shok ha teruma shera Hu naf wa asher hu rama me'ilaha miluima me'asher le'aharon hua me'asher li'banayu. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering of tenufa, and the thigh of the heave offering, that is wave, which is heaved up of the ram of the filling, the ram of the consecration, even of that which is Aharon, and of that which is his sons. Wahaya le'aharon u'lebanayo le'chad ha'olam. Me'eita b'nei Yisrael le'kia terumahu. U'a teruma yeh me'eita b'nei Yisrael. Mia zivacheya shalamehema. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons as a due forever from the Bnei Yisrael, from the sons of children of Yisrael. For it is a teruma, a heave offering, and it shall be a teruma, a heave offering from the Bnei Yisrael, from the sons of Israel, of their sacrifices, from their sacrifices, Mia zivacheya shalamehem. Of peace offerings, their peace offerings, shall mayhem, even be a heave offering to Jehovah, terumatam la Yahuwah, to Jehovah.
and the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated, to be filled, to be filled in them. And to fill their hands, to be consecrated in them, to fill their hands in that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, to minister in the holy, to minister in the set apart. Shiva'ata yamim yilavasham ha kohena hachetayowa mi banayo ashera yavo ve'ela ohela moeda li sharei bakodesh. To minister Lisharei Bakodesh, in the Kodesh, in the Holy. And thou shalt take the ram of consecration, the filling, the consecration, and seize his flesh in the holy place. Ve'eta yilaha miluima titach ua via shalta eta de saro de makoma. And thou shalt take the ram of the filling, the consecration, and see burn its flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that in the basket by the door, the petach of the ohel moed of the tent of meeting, tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate, to fill, and to sanctify, set apart them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy, they are set apart. With akluo tam asher kupar bahem li male eta yadam li kadesha otam with zar lo yokal ki kodesh pain. And if aught of the flesh of the consecrations, the fillings, or of the bread remain to the boker to the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire, ba'esh, and it shall not be eaten, because it is holy, because it is set apart. Ha mieluin u mina halachem ada habokera with sarafta eta ha notar eta ha notar ba'esh the remainder. Then thou shalt burn the remainder ba'esh in fire with sarafta eta ha notar ba'esh lo. Because he is set apart, and if aught of the flesh of the consecration or of the bread remain to the bulk of the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because Kodeshu, it is set apart. And thus like this shalt thou do to Aharon and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, 7 days thou shalt fill them, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a chatat, a sin, an ugly offering for atonement. And thou shalt cleanse hamizbeach, the altar, when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it and sanctify and set it apart. Ufara chatat taiseh la yom al ha kipuri we chiteta al ha mizbeach de kaperka alayo u ma shachita oto le kadisho. And thou shalt do a purification upon the altar when thou makest atonement
for it, for thou shalt anoint it, ua mashachita oto, to sanctify it, le-kadisho. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for ha-mizbeah, for the altar, and sanctify it and set it apart. And it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be set apart. Shiva'ata yamima tekavera ala ha-mizbeah. We kidashta oto. We haya ha-mizbeah kodesha kodashin. Kol ha-nogea. Ba-mizbeah yikadash. 7 days thou shalt make atonement for the altar and sanctify. Thus shall the altar be most holy. With haya ha-mizbeah kodesha kodashin. Holy of holies. Kodesha kodashin. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Kol ha-nogea. Kol ha-nogea. Ba-mizbeah yikadash. 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 Yikadash.
Yes.
Good, strong. Good. 7 days. Makamahud, yes, I. Nomarishom. Calling. Yes, I. The cup fill and the cup overflow right here. Calling. First day service. Shabuah Tov. Good, strong. Shabuah. Strong. Yes, I. Rastafari, calling.